Well, a milestone now. The war in Afghanistan started 12 years ago this week.
America strikes back. Afghanistan is pounded with bombs and missiles from the air and sea.
We are supported by the collective will of the world.
That was October 7th, 2001, less than a month after the 9/11 attacks, and 12 years later, the fighting continues. Five troops killed in Afghanistan just this week. Families of the troops seeing their death benefits delayed because of the government shutdown. Today, lawmakers were jockeying for position in Congress to call this shameful. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is on his way to Dover Air Force Base for the return of the bodies of the four soldiers killed to meet privately with their families, who were supposed to get a so-called death gratuity of $100,000 within 36 hours of the death of loved ones to help with things like travel to Dover and funerals. It is a terrible time for the families. But this reminder that troops are still dying in Afghanistan comes at a critical time, according to our next guest. Stephanie Gaskell is a senior reporter for Defense One. That's a defense and national security website published by The Atlantic. We'll link you to her story about ending America's longest war at hereandnow.org as Stephanie Gaskell joins us from the NPR studios in Washington. Stephanie, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So you write, if there ever was a time to pay attention to this war, it's now. Why?
Well, the final year of the war in Afghanistan is crucial for so many reasons, actually. We all know that Obama has set a withdrawal date for most of the troops to leave at the end of 2014. But what happens between now and then? There's a laundry list. There's a whole nother fighting season to get through. There's a presidential election to replace President Karzai, who's been president for many, many years. And there's still the question of how many troops, you know, U.S. and NATO troops will stay behind, which if you look at Iraq, is a very crucial decision, you know, whether we just leave the country completely or if there is some sort of troop presence that to conduct some small operations and help train the Afghan forces. But Karzai is, you know, those talks to get an agreement, you know, that will keep troops on the ground, they're not going very well.
Right.
And that's something to really look at. And the timing of it is really, really tricky because U.S. officials really want that signed now. And that's an agreement that will give legal immunity to the troops that are, to the U.S. troops that are there, which, you know, Karzai is okay with. But he wants some other things. He wants the U.S. to hand over its intelligence. This is post-2014, to hand over its intelligence and then let the Afghans go and conduct any raids against any, you know, high-value targets or, you know, any counterterror operations. Obviously, that's not something that the U.S. military wants to agree to. But, you know, he's got two audiences, Karzai. He's talking to his people who, you know, have had war in their country for decades now. And they really, you know, want to have a sovereign nation and govern themselves and, you know, free of risk threats from the Taliban.
Well, Stephanie, you mentioned these two audiences. We wonder which one President Hamid Karzai was speaking to during an interview with the BBC this week. Let's give a quick listen because he criticized the U.S. and NATO effort in Afghanistan. That's not new. He's done that. But he said the 12-year war has failed to bring security to his country. Let's listen.
On security front, the entire NATO exercise was one that caused Afghanistan a lot of suffering and a lot of loss of life. And no gains because the country is not secure.
No gains. Is that fair, Stephanie Gaskell?
Well, I mean, you have to look at it from his point of view. You played that clip from 12 years ago. When we entered Afghanistan, it was a very narrow mission. You know, that was to, get Osama bin Laden and members of al-Qaeda who planned the attacks of 9/11. And it's really kind of turned out to be this larger fight against the Taliban. I wrote a story a couple of weeks ago about who really is the enemy in Afghanistan. I mean, who are we fighting? All the generals over there say there's very, very few al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. You know, they've all gone off to other regions of the world. So, you know, if you look at it from Karzai's point of view, he's just Afghanistan has just had 12 more years of war on top of war.
But it's one of the questions that has to be asked. Can you just exit and leave few behind and let the Taliban gain ground again and invite back in the al-Qaeda?
Right. And well, now that also gets to a point of the many audiences that Karzai has, because remember, the international community has pledged billions and billions of dollars to Afghanistan going forward, and they greatly depend on this money. So, again, it depends on who you ask. And, you know, Karzai wants to be seen as not having occupiers in his country. But he needs the help of not only U.S., but, you know, NATO, international troops, international aid. So he's walking a thin line, and he's on his way out.
Mm. He's leaving office next spring. Well, as you say, the U.S. Wants a deal, and they want it finalized by the end of the month. You've got Karzai leaving in the spring. Just very briefly, what is the sense of, is there some sort of backdoor whispered agreement of what the number might be of U.S. troops that might remain after 2014?
Yeah, I mean, there have been some numbers just sort of widely thrown out there. Obviously, there's no decision that's been made, but you're hearing like 8,000 to 12,000 U.S. and NATO troops. Sometimes the number gets as high as 20, but you know, that's sort of the range. It's really kind of shaping up. If that's what it's going to be, it would be sort of that size force.
Well, of course, there's going to be an American debate over this as if when Congress it's taken up, you know, with the shutdown and everything, because, you know, Americans sit up straight when they just see five body bags coming back just this week. Stephanie Gaskell, senior reporter for the website Defense One on the Atlantic, thanks so much for giving us a sense of where we are in Afghanistan 12 years after the war began. Stephanie, thank you.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.